With the month of October comes many things, such as the beginning of fall, crunch time for the high school football season, and worldwide awareness for breast cancer. The Pleasantville Trojans are helping raise that awareness tonight with their annual Pink Jersey game on the football field. This type of event has been going on for quite a few years for various sports at Pleasantville, but it's only the second year the football team has had such an event. Pleasantville Athletic Director Jeff Cook says it's a great way for the school to join in on a worthy cause.
It's just one of those things that, you know, the Coaches versus Cancer has gone on for several years now, and so everyone has tried to kind of pick up on it somewhat. Like Mr. Friday said, we'd been doing it in the winter sports for basketball several years. And then his family bought the pink uniforms for all of the different teams. So now I think every sport does at least one night where they wear the uniforms or something. Not all the time is it as big a production. But it's one of those that we always wear them and just try to bring a little bit more of a response to a good cause, we think.
One of the major spearheads for this event was Pleasantville Community Schools business manager Robert Friday's wife, Kim. Robert explains her impact and how it came to be.
Kim is my wife. Kim passed away about 18 months ago. She was one of the ones that was instrumental in starting at the time it was Hoops for Hope. For our basketball season while she was in the booster club, and she's kind of spearheaded that. This was a cause that she greatly participated in because she lost an aunt and uncle from cancer. So this kind of became her passion. And when she passed away, we had money set aside for her memorial, and my boys and I asked that it would be used to buy pink uniforms for all of our sports. Which it has been. So we're covered on everything in honor of her.
Not only will this event raise awareness, it'll also directly benefit those in need. Friday says the proceeds from the game will directly help a local personality.
This year, our proceeds, and the Booster Club is taking charge of the football cancer game. We intend to give the proceeds from Friday night's game to Perry Bell and his granddaughter. Perry's been with us, I believe, since 1981, covering Marion County sports. And, we kind of want to show our respect and love and admiration for Perry and help them out with a difficult time they're going through.
Perry Bell has been involved in the community for decades and has a granddaughter who is currently suffering from a rare form of cancer. Friday says it's the least they could do to help him out.
Perry Bell has been the sports reporter for the Knoxville Journal-Express since 1981. He's been a fixture in our community as well as other communities in Marion County for the last, what would be, almost 50 years at this point. He's a Knoxville native. He attended Central College. He's always around here helping our families out, trying to, you know, he knows most kids by name. He's been around long enough that I think he's probably covering some third generation athletes for us at this point. And Perry, when you get to know him, builds a rapport with not only our coaches but our students as well, and it has become family for us. So we're trying to help him out in his need, just as a way to say thank you, Perry, for everything you've done for us, as we would any other community member.
All the proceeds from the grilled concessions will go toward this cause. There will also be a bucket passed around during the game for people to make donations in that fashion as well. On a lighter note, whenever a team comes out with an alternate uniform, there's always speculation of what it might look like. Cook and Friday give a sneak peek at what to expect.
They'll wear the gray pants that they wear with some of the other uniforms. The jerseys are gray with pink numbers. They have Kim's initials on the back. And then just some pink decoration on the sleeves and stuff.
Yeah.
So they're a predominantly gray uniform with the pink numbers and a little white around the outside of the pink numbers.
We'll also switch our P emblems on the helmets to a pink emblem just for this game. And, they'll wear pink socks. There's some other stuff that's been added to kind of celebrate that with them. But predominantly, the pink will be evident, I'll guarantee you that.
All in all, it'll be a great way for the community to unite, show support for a great cause, and make a difference for those in need.
Just be a great way to be able to support a really well-deserving family to come out, buy something from the Booster Club on Friday night, and make a difference.
For KNIA KRLS Sports, I'm John Moenkel.